You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Talk to me a little bit about your Christmas shopping and everything for your family, because I know you put your tree up this weekend.
We did get one of the trees up this weekend. Feel all warm and gooey and fuzzy about that. It looks really cute. And then I went out and did a little shopping for the kiddos, and I got a little annoyed at one store because I went up to the checkout and I had all my stuff there on the little conveyor belt. And I had a coupon, Dom. I had a coupon for one of the things that I was going to be purchasing. And I got up there and the person rang it up. And I flashed my coupon and she goes, "I'm sorry, I can't use that on what you're buying here."
Wow.
I go, "Why?" "Well, we just don't use coupons on this." I was like, "Well, there's nothing in the description. There's no exclusions. Nothing about this product. There's no reason why you can't use it." It was 40% off, too. It was a biggie. She said, "Nope, we just don't do it." And I go, "Well, looks like I'm heading over to Amazon." And I left everything on the conveyor belt and walked out.
Whoa.
Now, I will say she was quite snarky, slightly rude, like when during this back and forth exchange. She was not polite at all. So that kind of got me irritated. And I walked out and left the telescope behind that I was going to be buying Reedman for Christmas. It's like, this is going to be a cool gift and it's, you know, I'm going to get it for a good price. And now, unfortunately, they don't have the same one that I wanted on Amazon.
You got to slink back into the store, so put a disguise on.
That's the only bad part to this story. I thought I was, you know, huffing and puffing my way out of there to go buy it somewhere else, and they don't have this one.
Going to have to put on a wig.
Yes. Hello! That's the only bad side. But yeah, I did walk out, and I didn't get the telescope for Reed, which I honestly think is going to be a pretty cool Christmas gift if I get my hands on one.
Think so, huh?
I do. He's this little sciencey, nerdy kid. He likes that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What?
Should I burst your bubble or not?
About what? The telescope?
Yeah.
What? Why? That's a good gift.
No offense to anyone in our listening audience who makes their living by selling telescopes. Let's just talk boy to boy here for a second. You don't know a bigger nerd than me. You don't. You have never in your life met a bigger science nerd than your boy Dom.
You're a citizen scientist.
Citizen scientist. Ever since I was a little kid.
Yeah, you like space.
And I begged and I pleaded for a telescope because I'm not just a science nerd, I'm a space nerd.
Mama, that's
just...
Mama, please, I want to see the stars, Mama.
Is that what you did?
Just about like
Mama,
that.
Mama, I want to see the rings around the Saturn, Mama.
It's almost as if you were there.
I can't see the ring because there's a marinara on my telescope.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, I just wanted to get a closer look at Uranus, you know?
Mama, I make about the jokes, Mama.
Let me tell you the truth, all right?
What? It's a good gift.
Jeremy, it's not a good gift. Let me explain something about a telescope. First of all, two things. To get the kind of image that you're looking for, you have to buy a pretty extreme telescope. Otherwise, it's just like a pair of binoculars. You're going to see about the same thing.
Sure.
And then secondly, that telescope is going to get used like crazy the first night and maybe the second night. And then after that, my friend, that telescope is sitting in a corner of his room and you will never see it used again. I am telling you, and you can ask any of our listeners. Now we're going to get the strange outliers. They're going to be like, that's not true.
I use my telescope every night.
And I got one for my daughter, and she uses it every single day. That's one in 10,000.
What if he's that one, though?
Uh-huh.
Listen, right. And you don't think we're just going to park it in his room. We go up to the mountains a lot during the summer. We do a lot of camping, and that's going to be perfect thing to throw in the camper.
No,
Jeremy. Go out there where there's no light pollution and look at the stars.
Listen, buddy, don't even bring up your camper, okay? Because that is a prime example. You spent millions of dollars on that camper, and you've taken it out like four times.
Oh, that's BS.
It's not. How many times have you taken that camper out? Don't lie.
I have lost count. We've taken it out so many times.
Oh, my God.
I'm constantly taking it out.
You're not going to take the telescope up to the mountains. It's just going to sit in his room. You're going to use it to spy on your neighbors.
And?
And then even that will get tired after a while.
I know
don't
you're
shoot
trying
the
to
messenger.
Be Mr. Practical. And
you're not going to use the telescope, buddy.
I think you will. And the new telescopes are pretty powerful. And they've got like these phone attachments on them too, so you can hook up your phone to like where you look through and you can take pictures.
You have
of
really
stuff.
Been sold.
You can take pictures of what you look at.
Of a fuzzy little thing.
A fuzzy little thing.
After you take X number of pictures of the moon, do you think you're going to be like getting pictures of the Andromeda galaxy, really? It's going to be a fuzzy dot, buddy.
No, but it's got to start. What if this leads him into some sort of career in space? Like, I've been really pushing. I've been telling him to watch all these SpaceX documentaries.
This is not going to determine whether or not he makes a decision to go into a career.
Sure it would. All day long it would.
No, it won't. Not getting him the Hubble telescope, my friend. You're getting him something that's
it's
X number
of power. It's no
different
than we buy him all these little things to go look at bugs and magnifying glasses and bug traps.
Different story.
It's to pique his interest into that. Not
that
at all.
That I encourage. Telescope, it's because I've been there. Friends of mine have been there. Telescopes sit there. But no, look, it's your. How much does a telescope cost? Tell me.
I don't know. It was like a...
And don't lie to me about that. You already lied about
your
camper.
It was like $130.
$130.
Yeah. It was a nice one. It was a decent telescope. According to the box, you're going to see the craters on the moon.
You can do that with the naked eye.
Not like the box showed.
Get a pair of binoculars. You'll be able to get the same view.
No.
You're gonna
you really
go ahead
know
and
how to kill some excitement, don't you?
Well, no, I'm just
you just squished it.
I'm practical.
Did you ever get the telescope as a kid? You got
I
got
did. All right. I got the telescope. I used it for 3 nights before I realized that all it does is just put a fuzzy thing in your eye for a second. And you're not going to see
I'm only
anything
mad
like
right now
because
you're probably right.
If you go like to NASA's website look at their photos,
well,
look
again,
at those.
I'm not looking for that. But again, it's just a stepping stone to where he could potentially one day work at NASA. And it all started with his little National Geographic telescope.
I'll tell you what.
What?
How would you like all of this for free rather than a $130 telescope? You know what I'll do? I will send you, and he can have, my astronaut costume that I used to wear at Halloween.
No, it's full of hair.